And so as we look at that, again, the first stanza, full of the Holy Ghost power that keeps the devil on the run, resisting his tactics and watching him flee, as demons say to others, each other, let's go. They are from CFC. They are from CFC. You remember back when we had a choir, a big choir? We still have a choir, but we had a big choir. I remember Bishop talking about when we first got started or in the early days, and Bob Dindy was recording, and he said he counted. He said it was 77 in their choir. And they, what did they say? CFC has a choir. Some other church has a what? Choir. And how they sing. Well, we're going to be known as CFC have witnesses. Say witnesses. Say I'm one. Come on, say I'm one. Say I'm one. So you say, Lord, make me one. I yield now to the unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost to preach the gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And I had Ephesians 6, 10, and 20. I'm going to skip through that particular one, but we know the scripture, and that's what we do. We resist that devil. We don't yield to all of these powers of darkness that try to rise up. We know we have authority over them. You have to know that you have authority over them. I remember when I was teaching, and this particular thing, we don't use bad, but these are some bad kids. They were untrained, I'll say that. And, you know, they would rise up, and they want to do this, and they want to do that, and they didn't too much like Miss Jones because they said she was mean and whatever. But I would tell them, there's only one authority in this room. There's only one adult in this room, and that's me. And then somebody said, well, they're going to do this. I said, listen. I said, I have six sons, and two or three of them weigh 250 pounds. Come on. I did. That was back in the day, you know, way back in the day when things were different than they are now. I wouldn't dare say that now if I were in the classroom. So I'm saying that you tell the devil. There's only one authority. That's the word. All of your demons, all the cohorts that come up. There's only one authority. That's the word. And he's in me. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. Take your stand. Take your stand. Stop whining and crying and going on. Take your stand on the word of God. Take your stand. You're full of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Say woo! Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. There's a deep, 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 deep power, anointing in you. And the more you read that word, the more you meditate that word, and the more you put that word in you, the stronger you become. And the more you speak it out, and the more you speak it out, the more confidence you have. Why do you think on prayer line, everybody, almost everybody calls Bishop to pray? Because we got more confidence in his prayer than we have in our own. So if we start praying ourselves, we'll gain confidence in it because God said, call unto me and I will answer thee. So in your private time, say, you just don't forget the formality and say, God, now here I am. Ms. Jones said, if you're here tonight, I'm supposed to shine brighter than the noonday sun. My light is kind of dim right now. I want it to be as bright as you would have it to be. Show me, Holy Spirit. Teach me. It takes time. Say, it takes time. It takes time. It takes time in the word to grow up in him. And the Bible talks about growing up in him. Child, hallelujah. Go to Mark 16. Go to Mark 16. Guess I can get that on my iPad. Let's go to Mark 16. And we look at that word of God. It's ours. It is what God has given us to live by. It's what we're to do every day. And as we do it, we'll be strong. How do you think, just come to mind, Kelly takes dance and she can do a split just boom, just like that. And you saw Jordan just Sunday do the cartwheels and all. How do you think he does that? He just automatically can do it. Through what? I didn't hear you. How are you going to get strong in your prayer life and your witnessing and whatever it is you have to do? Through what? Practice being led by the Holy Spirit. But you got to have something to practice with. And that's the word that you put in your heart. Say, I'm like the psalmist. The word of God I've hidden in my heart that I might not sin against him. Shout hallelujah. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Where is your world? I remember reading about a person who wanted to go on the missionary field and didn't have an opportunity. And they were just moaning and groaning over, didn't get a chance to go to the missionary field. And lived in an apartment complex. Found out 5 or 6 different nationalities, several different nationalities. The world was right next door. Whatever it is that God has called you to do, me to do, it's time is of an essence. Jesus is soon to come. You keep hearing bishops say that, and it's the truth. So whatever I'm going to do at my age, at the time Jesus is to return, it has to go ahead and be done. Shout hallelujah. Say, I am light. I shine brighter than the noonday sun. Say, I am CFC. I'm called to be. Hallelujah. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every living being, the one in the gutter, in the ditch, the one in the penthouse, and all between. Preach the gospel. Tell them who I am. Tell them what they need. Tell them there is no other way. There is only one way. Everybody do this. One way. That one way. That one way is Jesus. One way. One way. One way is Jesus. It's not how you baptize me or all of that. It's whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that he is the Son of God, I make him my Lord. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Next verse. Glory to God. I have to change my translation. For I'm not ashamed. Say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God. Come on. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe. To everyone that believe. So this is the gospel that he told us to go into the world to preach. Now back to Mark. So when I preach the gospel, 16, when I preach the gospel, say when I preach the gospel, say when I preach the gospel. Come on, when I preach the gospel. I heard Kingdom Kids this evening. I was hearing them to him. Do you believe? So say, when I preach the gospel. Now point to somebody and say, when you preach the gospel, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils and speak with new tongues. So that's me. Come on, that's me. Oh, so some of you, it's not. That's not you, huh? Huh? So that's me. I'm CFC. Shout hallelujah. They shall speak with new tongue. They shall take up service. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So I've got to work at it. I've got to work at it. I've got to work at it. Maybe I laid hands on it. I didn't see anything happen. I don't know where that faith was, but God said I could do it. I will do it. So I'm CFC. Come on, I'm CFC. I'm called to lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. I'm called to shine brighter than the noonday sun. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So I'm just going to read the poem again and summarize. And I didn't get a chance to, then well, no way had time to go to every verse and find a scripture. But you keep it, read it, don't go throw it in the trash. Read over it so you can say who you are.